Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
Okay, so let's get back to the show. So KJ is talking to Dara. He's been asleep for, I don't know, 72 hours or something. She's like, are you okay? And she's like, okay, so can I ask you this? Like the week, like, you know, how was telling everybody about our title? Like, because we have a title now. So like, how'd everybody take that? And he's like, I mean, I was nervous. I'm not going to lie, especially talking to the girls. She's like, yeah, they ask hard questions. And he's like, yeah, but like, I told them that I need you to ask me the tough questions.
Yeah. So great news from that front with them. And now in West's room, he's putting on a white sweater with black stripes. And he's like, oh, this is like a crazy outfit, but like, whatever, I don't care. Cause like Wes, that's his whole like aesthetic is he sort of has like a ragamuffin hipster vibes.
Yeah.
Sort of puts on oversized things. It actually does look good. I think his style is good.
His style is terrible. He's trying to be a TikTok teenager. And then his other style is like, I'm going to see if I can bring back like art teacher from eighth grade chic. Like, I'm just going to wear a poncho.
Yeah.
See how he wears
big, weird things. But I just don't like when he wears things to make himself look like a cute little boy. When he has like the sleeves extra long, I'm like, that drives me. And it's like little fingers come out like a little armadillo. And I say armadillo because I just saw a viral video of an armadillo chasing an apple and then wrapping its body around the apple. And it's the cutest thing. And I'll send it to you, Ronnie, because you're going to watch it for like 10 times over today.
God, that's so weird that you brought up armadillos, because I saw vultures eating an armadillo the other day on the road. Fucking Texas. I'm telling you, it's brutal here. It's brutal. So
I was going to say, were you in St. Louis where there's a surprisingly large amount of armadillos?
Yeah, armadillos just jumping up into car grills and shit. So Jesse's peeing and Sierra comes in. She's like, oh my God, are you peeing? I almost saw your Johnson. And he just rinses his hands. She's like, that's how you wash your hands? Gross.
So he's like, what's going on? She's like, yeah, my old stomping grounds, this room. He's like, I'm really happy that you and Wes are friends again. She goes, yeah, does baby feel settled in his home now that mommy and daddy are getting along? He's like, yeah, baby feels good. Baby got back. That's not what that means. So how do you think Kyle was this weekend? He's like, good. He was happy. He was able to be himself without Amanda yelling at him for being himself. She's like, I think that like Sierra sort of like agrees with that, but doesn't want to like pile on to Amanda because it's, you know, Amanda's her. She's going to ride for Amanda. Bitch.
Yeah, because no matter what Amanda's done, Kyle still being, you know, it's not like Kyle was blameless in that marriage. And we yelled at him a lot in the beginning of the season. And I think deservedly so. Like, even knowing all of this stuff, I would still be like, you can't call your wife a fucking bitch. Like, what's wrong with you? But when you're in the house with a couple that's constantly fighting, it's like you both suck at this point. Just shut up. You're like wasting all of our summers, you know? And so I think she's probably on that boat, too. But she's still friends with Amanda. So she's like, I'll just not say anything over here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then meanwhile, downstairs, Kyle is sweeping dust off of his car with this enormous brush thing. And Dara's like, oh my God, look at Kyle cleaning his car with a giant fucking mop thing. Kyle, what is that thing? He's like, it's a California duster. She's like, a California duster. Oh, you gross. I was like, oh my God, Kyle is such the guy who gets a giant ass brush to dust his car. Where can I get one?
I know I have one. Well, I don't have a giant dust thing like that. I have the mitt. It's like a terry cloth mitt. And then you can just wipe it down.
I want the California duster. I'm surprised it's not called the Texas duster. It was so big. You would think that Texas would claim it like,
everything's the Texas bigger duster. Texas. It's gigantic, and then it burns books at the end. It's amazing.
So, the California duster is just buried under bureaucracy. You actually have to spend 6 months before you can put it onto your car.
You have to learn how to put it together through customer service, but the government hasn't hired anybody to work at the customer service, so you can never get through to them. Every state Spencer has
Pratt
its issues.
Is running, Spencer Pratt is running to be mayor of that brush.
So then Mia gets in bed with them and to gossip, you know, obviously. And Jesse's like, well, Kyle, like, he didn't seem upset that Amanda wasn't here this weekend, that's for sure. And she's like, yeah, I mean, he was in rare form. Like, I've actually never seen Kyle like this before.
Yeah, because Mia's only seen Kyle really at his worst with Amanda. And so Jesse's like, yeah, well, now he doesn't want to talk about his relationship with Amanda. And he's just trying to table any conversation because he knows, you know, he knows himself and he's smart enough to know that like anything that comes out of his mouth is just going to be negative and cause issues in the relationship because you'll probably repeat it to Amanda with a big smile on your face.
Yeah. And Sierra just gives another, And let's also not forget that Sierra is now hanging out with Sabrina and Sabrina does not like Amanda because Amanda was, you know, shady with
that's
Sabrina.
Right.
So Sierra's got another ear, another mouth in her ear. So Jesse's like, yeah, it's just not solving any underlying problems in their relationship. I mean, I don't even think they're having sex. Like, I don't think they've had sex in like maybe 7 years.
Mia's like, where'd you hear that from?
The rumors, the rumor mill.
Who?
Carl.
They start cracking up. She's like, God, Jesse, you didn't even have to, you didn't even take any pressure. It's just like, who said that, Carl? You just gave it up right away. It's like,
so yeah, happy. I hear that when you get married, it starts to happen. Well, I was like, maybe that's why I'm so scared of it, you know, marriage.
Not that much less. As his smile slowly turns into the sad trapezoid, as he realizes that this whole season he's been talking about wanting to settle down, and now he sees what that really means. So Jesse is like, he's like, yeah, I don't know. I just don't know what Amanda wants. I don't really know what Kyle wants either. And it almost seems like if they don't, like, they didn't really think about how they would, like, evolve individually in the relationship over the years. But they're like, but are they, like, compatible at this stage in their life? Like, or can they, like, find that compatibility again? The answer is no. They were never compatible, and they never will be compatible.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now it's Sunday, August 24th, 12:02 p.m. Very important time. Oh, and it's time to go home, everybody. So everybody's going home. And then we go to the city. I don't know what happened Monday. Anybody? Nothing? Okay, let's go to Tuesday.
It was your birthday. It was your birthday, Ronnie.
Oh, that's right. That was a fun one. I was drunk in Palm Springs in a caftan.
That's right.
Telling so, people how it was in the old days when Jessica Tandy was still on our screens.
You're like, Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yeah, Pepperidge Farms was still on our plates.
Back in those days, we didn't have enough food to even buy a potato. So we would take a Milano and cut it up into 6 pieces and hand it around.
And Palm Springs denizens are like, we still do that. That's how we stay thin. It's just Palm Springs. It's a gay
city. Palm Springs remembers. If I'm not going to have a Pepperidge Farm thing later today, I don't know what's going to happen.
Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Sierra and KJ go to pick out some grills.
Yeah, they're
getting grills. Which we see KJ wearing in his,
in his confessional.
He's wearing with the army, whatever. The camo, yeah.
It's funny because it's like he's got his grills in, and obviously you speak a little differently when you've got grills in, but he like hasn't quite figured it out yet. So he's like talking like this a little bit in his confessionals. He's adorable. So they're going to get that. Now Bailey is having lunch with Levi. Oh my God. I was like genuinely shocked that they like continued to dedicate screen time to Levi. So Bailey's like, okay, this party, I need you because we're in crunch time. And Levi's like, no, of course, yes. I brought a little deck, some visuals. So it's the It Girl anniversary party, and this is a big moment to showcase everything you've done. Yes, thank you. Thank you for explaining to America why we're shooting this scene. Anytime. Well, we can talk about mood boards, right? She's like, yes. Well, it's been 2 years since I started my show, It Girl, and I'm planning this huge 2-year anniversary and it's a celebration of me. So I guess you could call it celebration of me, girl, because it's, you know what I'm saying? But it's really a celebration of the people who did so much for me and gave me these interviews. So I really can't wait. I cannot wait for my It Girl celebration party.
Yeah. So now Thursday, what happened Wednesday? Nobody knows. Or was that Wednesday?
That was Wednesday.
They didn't say Wednesday.
Say Wednesday?
According to the show, it was still Tuesday. So I don't know what happened on Wednesday.
Maybe it started. Maybe it like spanned both days.
Maybe. So now it's Thursday and Amanda's walking her dog with Sierra and they're talking about how they want a stroller. And Sierra's like, I want to put my 2 cats in a stroller. I'm going to get another cat. So now they sit and talk about the weekend. And Matt's like, how was it? I missed a big one. She goes, yeah, you miss all of the big ones. You miss Carl and Lindsay getting engaged, which she probably did on purpose. Since Amanda. And
Lindsay you missed me. And- what about it?
Dave popping up from People Magazine, popping up from behind the tumbleweed.
Very subtle. Very, very subtle.
And Sierra's like, yeah, and you missed me and West making up. She's like, yeah, that's like why I have to stay back. Sometimes can like big gestures happen.
Yeah. So how was your weekend? It was fabulous. And she's like, without Kyle.
Yeah, it was so necessary. And I'm like, I think I'm falling into a depression again where I'm really tired. And I just sort of started out and I'm not feeling myself, but like, you know, we did go to therapy and we actually like went this morning and yeah, I just actually came from there. That's why I'm smiling so much. The therapist yelled at Kyle. It was great. But like, she basically says, she tells us about telling her therapist about like their love story. And she's like, yeah, you know, I met this, but yada, yada. We wouldn't define the relationship. Then he broke up with me. Then he made out with multiple women. Then we got engaged and there was a rumor that he cheated on me. And then we got married and there's the multiple rumors ever since. And now we hate each other. And apparently the therapist was like, where's the part where you guys fell in love? And Amanda just laughs, but I'm like, seriously though, did you guys ever truly fall in love or was it just like you got used to each other?
That's their whole relationship, was just her crying and him apologizing and her crying again and him apologizing and again and then fucking up the same way again. And then her, I was like, it's the same thing. And guess what? It's the same relationship she's had with Wes so far, because so far we find out they've been together, but then we find out he had another girlfriend that he was sleeping with this whole time. And so it's the same thing. People are patterns. Okay. If you want a different dress, stop buying the same pattern. Okay.
Yeah. So Sierra's like, so you guys are like living in two different phases of your relationship. Because also what it sounds like is that Amanda has just never, ever, ever been able to heal from Kyle's infidelity. And I think that is a, like, putting aside everything that's happening that we know about, that's like a legitimate thing. Like, that's like a, like, that's, it's sad. They never should have gotten married. It was evident that she never really got over it, and she never really had a chance to get over it because the rumors keep on circulating, things keep on happening. This is just not a relationship that really should have gone forward. They may have enjoyed each other. They may have even felt love for each other at some point, but it was done. The moment that he cheated, it was really done in this case. Some relationships can get over that, but in this case, it should have just folded. You know, that show should have closed.
Yeah, but it's different when you're like 22. You know what I mean? Like there's more when you're 22, you're like, oh my God, I can fix him or I can change
right.
it. Like there was more like almost understanding of it then. But now to be doing the exact same thing, it's like, oh, especially when you've learned from someone like Kyle, that's why this is so bad. And be like, come on, man. So
that's why this whole scandal, the scandal has many different interesting facets. And that's why it's so interesting, because she has been on the receiving end of betrayal and she has struggled with it. And she has, like, it has rotted her from the inside out. Or not her, it's rotted their marriage from the inside out, their relationship. She never was able to get over. She saw how it, like, really devastated that. And, like, so for her to be an active party of another betrayal, which is not quite the same as an affair in terms of her and Sierra, but it is still like a betrayal of trust massively. Like, it's so shocking.
Yeah. So Sierra's giving her some pretty good advice, actually. She's like, you know, I think you're living in two different phases of the relationship. Like, he's moved on, you haven't moved on, and you need to figure out a way to, you know, be mad about the same era of time, you know, which I thought was pretty, you know, good. And so she's like, okay, separate. You know, Sierra's really pushing the separation thing. And Amanda says, yeah, I agree. I don't think it's a bad idea. I just feel like he would never go for it. Well, he doesn't have to. You don't have to mutually, just separate, leave.
Yeah.
I think a lot of this, too, is that Amanda is, you know, there was a TV show, and we can't forget that. Kyle was on a TV show, and Amanda was not on the TV show. And so I think a lot of putting up with it is like, was it even worth it? You know? Like, I'm with this guy. The TV was like a big prize at the end of it. And now I'm stuck on TV and now I'm being hounded all over the place because I'm on TV.
Yeah.
So there's that too. So then anyway, I'm so sick of talking about Amanda and her fucking marriage. At least that's done. At least now we can talk about Amanda and her shitty
fucking
relationship.
Fucking affair. Hey, you know what we should do? As long as we're talking about cookies, I should ask, do you like your cookies crispy or do you like them soft, soft baked? Okay, oh, soft bar lunch. Soft, here we go.
Soft cookie. Bar.
It's hard to really describe what I've been doing. Even just saying what I've been saying for the past last couple of years. This is a non-alcoholic bar. The Silver, Silver Sports Bar, sports, brick and mortar hall. But now you fucking see it. Pure passion. The hard work works. Told you. It's not hard for us to see what you're doing. We've been to coffee bars. We've been to workspaces. We understand what it is. We just are concerned about its longevity. So, but to his credit, the place does look fantastic. We had looked at it.
Yeah, good for him. Pictures of it. I don't even like the guy. And I was like, yes, good for you, Carl.
No, nailed it looks great. We looked at pictures of it earlier this year or whenever it opened. Actually, it was around Labor Day when it opened. It looked great. We gave him his flowers then. We give him his flowers again now. I think the place looks fantastic. And I'm excited for it to grow. And, you know, it's been open for about 6 or 7 months. Only has 15 Yelp reviews, but like we're excited to see that community grow around it.
Wait, it's been open 6 months? I guess it has.
Did it open? Well, I mean, it opened in...
It didn't open here. I mean, in this episode. Well, when was it open? This was a soft launch.
Wait, so when did it open? Was this just like a launch for TV, but it like didn't open until like...
Yeah, this was just like the soft launch, and then they had a different launch. But I think it opened probably around the time that season started, right? Because that's when articles started coming out of it.
Oh, okay.
When it looked great. Soft bar open.
I want to see more Yelp reviews.
September 18th. So
soft bar.
So yeah, 7 months. You're right.
Yelp.
So it's been 6 months. Maybe people in Brooklyn just don't think it's cool to write Yelp reviews.
Maybe it's like in Britain when I got shaded for
writing a Yelp review.
Remember when I checked in? No, I checked in at our hotel when we were in London, when we did our show in London. And I said something like I was looking for a place that had good like Yelp reviews. And the person at the front desk goes, Yelp. Do people use that? It's like, sorry. He's like, Google Maps over here.
That's funny. Okay, so everybody's saying hi, everybody's showing up, and Bailey's like, oh my God, Carl, is this the drink that makes you horny? I cannot wait to get horny. Am I flirting? And he's like, oh, well, we're developing an aphrodisiac, but it's not out yet, so you're going to have to wait for that. She goes, oh my God, well, I can't wait to try it when it comes out. I'll flirt with you then. Remind me.
I am like so unbelievably proud of Carl. I could not even imagine trying to open a bar in New York City. That is a terrifying thing. He cares so much about every single detail, and he's just like, walking around all confident and sexy. I'm like, yes, sure.
Really, and stop trying to make me believe that you're into Carl. I'm just not going to believe it. I think you're very, you know, you're very charismatic. You're good for the show, but this bullshit, just stop it. You're not even trying to sell it. She's like, wow, Carl, look at him. So sexy. Do you need me to do that again or can I go to lunch now? Like I've had enough. I've had enough of this soft storyline. Thank you.
He's like so confident walking around here. As I cut to Carl, oh, excuse me. Oh, sorry about that. Oh, excuse me. Oh, sorry. Then Ben and Sabrina arrive. Wes shows up. He's like, this is great. And then Ben and Sabrina arrive. And Ben's like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This place looks wonderful. Thank you. Is that for me or for softball? For me. It's just so nice.
Model walked into a bar. That's the pose you just got there. The color scheme, perfect. The materials are even better. Wow, what is that? Wood on the walls? Is that brick? Fantastic. Fantastic materials.
I love your decision to have a roof. Phenomenal. Wait, fucking job, man.
Is that a spout that water comes out of? Well done.
Wait a second. I noticed that these bar stools actually have legs. That is a great decision. Great word.
Sabrina's like, oh my God, this drink is like the best drink I've ever had in my life. This is like the best thing I've ever, it's better than even food. Oh my God, they should build towns only drink this. I mean, who needs anything else? This is the best thing I've ever had in my entire life. Oh my God, I love being on this show. Thank God I've been on this show for a decade.
And then KJ's there. He's being sweet. And he's like, hey, how are you two lovebirds doing? And Ben goes, good. He gives him a look like, lovebirds? Why would you think that we love birds? Like, settle down, Ben. KJ goes, what? He's like, well, that's rich coming from you, mate. Like, it wasn't an attack. Jesus.
No, I think he's saying, like, you're a lovebird now, too. Wasn't
yeah,
he?
but why would he even feel the need to be like, but you are, too? Like, why are you being defensive? Just be
you're
like,
you're calling me a lovebird? You're a lovebird.
I know. It's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm telling you, there's weird, dark energy around this man. And
well, I know that. Like, I mean, you know, his whole thing with his whole thing starting with Bailey and then going to Amanda was all really super weird energy. I just don't pick up on it every single time because I don't know. I don't pay Ben any attention. I just find him to be such a boring person. And now he's with Sabrina, so he's like taking on Sabrina's personality where he's like, oh my God, let's find out the goss. Isn't this great finding out who's together? Like, what are you Sabrina? I don't know. He's just a weird dude. I don't pay him any mind. Get rid of Ben. Get rid of him.
Well, I pay him mind because I feel like these things need to be pointed out.
Well, I'm not dissing you for doing it. I'm just like,
no, I wasn't feeling this.
Ben.
Just Ronnie. Pepperidge Farm remembers.
You're going to remember this forever. You're like, do you remember that Summer House recap where I tried coming for Ben and you said it's not even worth my time? Well, Pepperidge Farm remembers. You're a lovely boy.
So then Sabrina's like, can I have a smooch? He's like, yes, you can have a smooch because we are in love. So how is everything good? We good. And she's like, yeah. And by the way, have you said anything about Christmas, everyone? I'm like, she's like basically like mugging at the camera and then the music stops. Like, he stares at her with this like controlled rage. Like, no, I haven't said anything about Christmas. It's like, and so then KJ's like, whoa, what's happening? Oh, are you going to be extra sensitive at that time? I will be. He's like, no. So when I bought my tickets to Australia the other week, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Could you actually ungrit your teeth? Sorry about that. I bought Sabrina Bell a ticket as well. So Sabrina is going to come to Australia. It was going to be a big moment on our social media, but I suppose we don't have to have that big moment that we had already planned, Sabrina.
I'm going to meet his mom and dad. Can you believe it? I'm so excited. She's going to be telling everyone. Yeah, I've never been, and I'm going to meet his family for the first time. I'm so excited, like, to meet his parents. Oh, my God. Nothing is going to make me happier. Okay, now tell him what you told your mom about the next girl that you bring home. This is the best part. This is the best part.
Okay, Will. I was saving this for a scene I was planning out, but that's okay. So tell them, nothing's gonna make me happier. Please, nothing's gonna make me happier except for this drink. It's so good. That sort of makes me happier. All right, well, for a long time, I've been telling Mom that the next girl that I bring home will be something special. And, so, as you can imply, this is what's gonna happen. So KJ's like, this summer took a quick turn. Like, me and Ben both came in as single bachelors / models, and we're like not looking for anything serious. And then now Ben's about to get married. Actually, I guess technically we both came in saying we're single, but Ben came in not single. But now he's admitting that he is not single. It's crazy.
So Wes comes and he's just biked over, so he's sweatier than usual. Wow, delicious. And then Carl's mom comes, Sharon. Dun, dun, dun. Sharon comes, and she's like, hi, I'm not the first person that you came to see, huh, West? Huh, West? Huh?
So Sharon's there. Sharon looks very nice. She has a nice little ensemble on.
She does. And, cute little and haircut.
She does have, her hair is looking very nice. She has a nice little haircut. And Sharon's like, how are you? He's like, oh, I'm fantastic. You look great. Have you met Mia before? And Mia's like, hi, I'm Mia. Sharon's like, nice to meet you. And she does her like little curtsy thing. That's what I do love, that Sharon does her little curtsy every season. And Wes is like, this is Carl's mom, you know, and she's like, thank you. Well, just make sure today I don't make any ill comments. And we see a flashback to last year when Sharon is like, well, you know, it's been so such crap since the breakup and all that. And she was so mean to me, too.
And Wes is like, you'll be good. Don't worry. Okay. She's like, well, I got in trouble last year. So, so he's like, well, do you feel like you've been able to fully let go and forgive? And she's like, not quite. So we come back to present and Wes is like, yeah, you know, they've been getting along. And I don't know if he's told you, but it's been great between them. She goes, yeah. So I'm going to congratulate her. He's like, okay, well, yeah, do that.
So then Amanda and Kyle walk in and Kyle's like, dang, it really came together. And they like, he's like looking around. They're like, oh, this is nice. And Sabrina, meanwhile, is talking to Wes and she's like, oh, my God. Oh, so I literally was like on the phone with Sierra last night and I was talking about how amazing and beautiful you are. And then Ben was like, all right, calm down. So I was like, oh, my God. Oh my God. Ma'am, you are too involved in these people's relationship for someone who just entered the group. Sorry. Take a step back. I'm like mortified for her.
Yeah, she's annoying. So West is telling us, Sabrina told me I was going on like a double date. And I'm like, I don't know. She was like, West, you and Sierra should come to dinner. And Sierra like agreed. And then I agreed. And I'm like, it's like too soon for that. You know, like we've been friends for like 5 fucking minutes. Like we're not date ready. But like, yeah, Sabrina like booked our fucking wedding venue already. I mean, God, geez. So that's what West says to us. But look how he's acting in the show. It's like, let's hug me.
He's like, great. Yeah. He's like, well, there's no cameras there, so I don't really want to do this date. So now West is talking to Bailey. He's like, hey, girly pops. And she's like, did you get a soft cocktail? He's like, oh, I'm waiting. And he's like, does it have any benefits? She's like, yeah, the benefit is it's delish. But meanwhile, Kyle's looking around and he's like, wow, I can't believe how much progress he made in the last 2 weeks. And that is a reasonable time frame to be impressed with the progress, I'd like to add. Not a year. And Amanda's like, it's crazy. So they look at the menu. They look
over a menu. Yeah. And there is no soft lover boy. Dun, dun, dun.
So at first you sort of think like, oh God, Kyle's being such an egotist. Like not everything has to have lover boy, Kyle. But Kyle tells us that he says, not only did we discuss soft bar serving lover boy, non-alc, I literally connected him with our distributor and things were set in motion for me to show up and there's just like no lover boy. And I'm like, damn. Now, Carl is under no obligation even after that to continue to decide to move forward and stalk lover boy. He's under absolutely no obligation, but I think he owes it to Kyle to be like, hey bro, we're actually not going to use your lover boy. Especially if Kyle is thinking like, I can't donate my own money, but I can donate maybe some lover boy. I can help with like some of your inventory here. I mean, Kyle is also serving on like the board of directors or something for this soft bar. I think it's a little crazy that Kyle finds out that his product is not being featured at the moment that he walks in and not ahead of time.
Passive aggressive. That's what Carl serves best. Yeah. So he's like, I don't know if this is punishment for not investing, but it hurts.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now Sierra comes and, you know, saying how beautiful it is. And everybody's like congratulating Carl and stuff. And then we see Georgina and Lindsay. Georgina is on the new show, the summer, whatever, the city. So they come in and they're walking down the sidewalk and Georgina's like, oh, wow, look, there's soft bar. And Lindsay's like, are we in like the like warehouse district? What is this? Yeah, it's Brooklyn.
This was a full on like second coming of Gallery Girls when they sent what's her face? Why am I blanking on her name? I'm so bad at this. She even came to our shows. But she went to Brooklyn. They like her boss sent her to Brooklyn to pick up art and she went to Brooklyn and she was like, oh my God. She like called her like her boyfriend. She's like, I'm in Brooklyn. I don't know what to do. There's broken glass on the sidewalk. Get me out of here.
Georgina's like, yeah, it's Brooklyn. Okay, it's Greenpoint. Like, I'm too old to leave. I'm too, like, I can't leave Manhattan. But, like, here we are going to a bar where I can't drink anything. Sounds fun. And Lizzie's like, yeah, we're going to my ex-fiance's sober bar.
By the way, Maggie, her name is Maggie. How could I ever forget? So I live Lindsay, and had drinks with her. I'm just a failure.
I don't even try. No, notice I didn't even try. I was like, oh, gallery girls, girl, that is so scrubbed from my brain. I don't even remember last week's Summer House. And we're talking about the show right now. Okay. I'm not going to remember a gallery girl's gallery name.
Girls has merged with my DNA.
Yeah.
Like Ellie.
So Lindsay's saying, yeah, I'm only took like a 2 years after our breakup, but here we are. He's actually doing something that deserves my attention. I'm going to prefer my juices to have alcohol in them at this moment in time, but I'm going to go support him and his $25 fruit drinks.
It's so nasty, but I laughed. I laughed. I feel like, you know, I think as an ex, you are entitled to have a snotty moment here and there. I thought that was, I don't know, I was cracking up at her. But, she's like, I came down to Brooklyn to have something non-alcoholic. Great.
So she goes up to Carl and is like, hi, Carl, I got you a gift. You have to open it right now. Is it a Lububu? Oh, I love a Lububu. Although I don't really approve of their faces. They're hard. And she's like, no, it's like a teddy bear because like you want something soft. So like if you need a hug, you can hug the bear.
He's like, oh, and we see a flashback to hug me. I just want to hug right now. Harder, harder. Put your weight in me.
That's too hard. Too hard.
So it's a cute little teddy bear. He puts it on this little, like, he perches it on this thing. And he's like, oh, wow, we've got 115 people here tonight. So it's been a process, but, huh?
Well, this is a soft opening.
He's like, yeah, it's a private soft opening and the grand opening September 17th. So we got another 2 weeks. Oh.
That's a hard opening.
Yeah. I wish that opening could just hug me hard. Oh.
Love the terminology. Love that you said hard. That was really good, Lindsay. Like you're really coming in here with terms. Love that. Georgina's like, oh my God, a hard opening for soft bar. Wow.
Wow. Someone please get me back to Nomad. Thank you.
Do I miss Lindsay? Like 100%. 100% I do. Like I miss our friendship, you know? Miss the car that I like helped buy that Lindsay now drives. Yeah, miss it. But at this little moment, like the teddy bear, like even if it's a little backhanded or silly or whatever she's going for here, like it means a lot to me. So thank you, Lindsay. Like I appreciate you coming. Your feedback, believe it or not. It's like while we're standing here right now. You know how you said brick and mortar is for losers? That's why we're here. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. She's like, okay. And Georgina's like, yeah, soft bear. Okay, yeah, live up there. Okay, that's cute. That's so cute, Carl, that you have him there. Okay, Carl, we'll see you on the spinoff.
Oh, what spinoff?
In the city?
Oh, I'm not familiar.
Okay, well, talk to you later, Carl.
So then Andrea comes and Carl's like, oh my God, I didn't know you were coming. He's like, Oh, Lexi. And yeah, and it's like Luke? A reunion of Summer House people. They're just all there. And then we get a speech from Carl. He's like, guys, sometimes it rains and it's winter outside and the rain freezes and it's hard and people fall down. So I wanted to have a place where people could like come, like celebrate things being soft, like water should be. Thank you.
Please welcome my angel investor, the Snuggies Bear. Hey, Snuggies, come over here.
It's actually a very nice speech. He talks about, you know, he gives tribute to various people who have passed due to substance abuse, and how their survivors have, you know, basically built this bar together. And it's a very lovely speech. He talks about how his brother's an inspiration, and he also tells us, like, you know, it's bittersweet for him because Soft Bar wouldn't exist without his brother passing, and how he would burn down all of Soft Bar just to have his brother back. But he also feels like his brother is watching over him and guiding him to a safer place. So it's very lovely. It's very, very sweet. And Luke is there like, oh, I'm so sad. I'm crying. So then
this is why I believe in lower taxes for the inner city. What does that have to do with anything? I'm going to be in Congress. Thanks. Lindsay, what's her buns? The mom, Sharon, is tiptoeing closer and closer to Lindsay because she wants to talk to her. And Lindsay's like, oh, my God, Carl's mom is here right behind me. She's like, oh, my God, is she near me? I feel her presence coming up behind me. The last time I spoke to Sharon, the weird text she sent me a month after my breakup. And then we see the text. It's like, dear Lindsay, I know I've not reached out to you since everything happened. Please understand, I do care for you and want only the best for you. I hope you're taking care of yourself, Sharon. Which was nice. And Lindsay's like, why even send that?
I thought it was like a very nice text. You didn't have to send that. And it was very nice.
Why would you even do that? My goal is to keep my distance and avoid.
I think that Lindsay's just like not comfortable with maternal love or something. Because that was for reasons that she has spoken about before. She was like, why? So Sharon's like, well, excuse me, whoever I'm talking to. I have a young woman I have to speak to that I haven't spoken to in a long time. Lindsay, there she is. Oh, wow. Her hair is so short. She's got my hairstyle. Wow. That's really nice. So Sharon starts like going through the crowd. She's like, excuse me. Excuse me. She's like poking through. She's like, oh, you're trying to get through. And I was like, oh, God. And Lindsay sees her approaching. And Lindsay's doing a thing like, I'm not going to acknowledge this woman until she forces me to acknowledge her. I'm just going to pretend like I don't even see her. So then finally Sharon's like, excuse me, tap, tap, excuse me. Hey, for someone who just had a baby, you look spectacularly good. And Lindsay's like,
thank you so much.
How are you doing, Lindsay? She's like, good. She's like, congrats. Thank you.
Do I get a hug? Oh, Sharon, don't ask for a hug.
You and Carl love hugs.
So then Lindsay gives her this hug, like, ew. Like this side hug, like, ooh, gross.
I love hugs. I love your hair. It's like, thank you. So how's the baby girl doing? It's like, great. She's not walking yet, is she? But unfortunately, probably not, or she probably walked away by now. I would think.
Pretty much.
Well, that's crazy. Not going to be a lot to work on here, Lindsay. Can we, come on, I'm just trying to be nice. So Lindsay's like,
yeah, she's a real go-getter, like her mom.
Well, that's good. We need go-getters.
Yeah, and she's slightly mean, just like me, right?
And Sharon, I actually love this from Sharon. She's just slightly mean. Well, you are you. I felt like Sharon deserved, like she, I think that shade was earned by Sharon. Lindsay was being totally cold. I know that Lindsay wants nothing to do with Carl or his family. I get that. I know that like the mom called Lindsay like a little bit mean, but I'm sure that Lindsay probably was a bit mean. And I kind of think that Lindsay was being over the top rude. Like I do believe like that, like, she doesn't have to be best friends with Sharon. She could just be like, nice, like, so lovely to see you. Congrats to your son and move on. Keep it cute. I thought Lindsay was being very disrespectful.
Sharon is an asshole. And I'm not going to forget that Sharon was doing all of that stuff on camera with Carl, like making Lindsay out to be this huge monster and abusive and all of this other shit that she was doing, you know, and like, Carl's just an innocent sweetie and you need to get away from Lindsay. And Lindsay's like, I mean, Carl, that's like abusive and all the shit that she was doing on camera. It wasn't just saying Lindsay was mean, because I remember that season when all this was happening and Sharon says, I remember just finally saying, fuck off, Sharon. Like, I'd finally just had it with Sharon. She's so manipulative, and the way she does everything, Lindsay knows what's coming. She knows what this lady is doing, and she's not going to give her an inch. And I loved it. If Sharon wanted to do anything for Lindsay, she should have sent a text that said, Lindsay, things got out of hand. I overstepped and I'm sorry. That's all that she needed to do. But this, like, I'm just going to pretend everything's okay and then come make passive-aggressive remarks. I mean, something passive-aggressive was going to be coming from Sharon no matter what. And Lindsay knew it, so she wasn't going to give her a damn inch. So I say, you go, Lindsay. Sharon earned every bit of treatment that you just gave her after dragging your ass on camera all season last year and helping her son to make you look like a pariah because he was too much of a pussy to have any kind of conversation with you. So you,
but
go,
also like,
Lindsay.
What was Sharon being fed, but from Carl? Like, a mom's going to defend her son too. I remember last season being annoyed with Sharon as well. I remember feeling like frustrated. I felt like she was co-signing on stuff, and I did feel some manipulative things from her. But I also feel like Carl was actually playing them against each other, because that's his favorite pastime, is playing the women against each other.
That's true.
And I feel like Carl was probably, I think Carl was feeding Sharon like, oh, well, Lindsay's so mean to me. I could barely, I was paralyzed. So like, a mom's going to defend her son. And I think that in this case, Lindsay's literally going to Carl's event. Sharon's going to be there. She's on their turf. Like, if you're not going to be nice to them, if you're not, like, don't show up. I understand. She's got to show up. It's Summer House. She's probably obligated. She needs to get her scenes in. But I don't know. I just think that like, why is she not like how you feel about Ben, which is to say, you know what? I am not going to pay I don't care about this woman. Hi, so great to see you. Thank you so much. Congratulations. I'll see you around. And you just keep it moving. But she was actively cold. And I think that she started it with a passive aggression. Sharon was being nice. And Lindsay was the first one to be like, I guess I'm mean, right? And so when Sharon goes, well, you are you. And that's what's most important to be yourself. I thought that shade was so funny.
I thought it was funny too. I mean, I think you know, you're disrespectful to someone's mom. Yes, I see that. But Sharon earned it. And if she wanted any more from Lindsay, she owes her an apology. And that's it. And that's just how Lindsay is. And I like that Lindsay's like, I'm not going to give this woman her moment. Because look at Sharon. You know, this is how Sharon starts. She's just like Carl. She starts the whole thing like, well, guys, I guess I better not say anything. Got in trouble last time. See how it goes with Lindsay. You know, she's like setting it up to be this.
She does.
And I love that Lindsay doesn't give a fuck. Lindsay knows that she's going to be made out to be the biggest bee in the world. And she doesn't care. She's like, fuck that lady. I'm not going to give her her moment. I loved it. She didn't know her shit.
I mean, Carl definitely, like, we see where Carl gets it for sure. But I just think that Lindsay could have still been more respectful regardless of the situation.
Lindsay's a Lindsay, and I love it. Lindsay is unapologetically herself. Yes. And Sharon was right. Like, okay, well, I guess being you is important. And Lindsay's like, that's right, bitch. Bye. Have a nice one. Have a nice life.
So then she's like, well, glad I got to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too. Enjoy.
Take care of yourself.
You too.
So Sharon goes back to wherever she had been. And someone says, how was it? Not good? And Sharon just sits there and goes,
yeah, not good. She's like, no. You earned that one, sucker. So then Jesse, KJ, and Ben are talking. And they're talking about Jesse's outfit. It's like everybody loves it. Then Amanda and West are talking. So Amanda's like, so Saturday went well. Well, it probably couldn't have gone any better than it did. She's like, that's good. I mean, it was just like everything we should have talked about, you know, so that was good.
Hey, guys, it's me, the husband. Okay, can I eavesdrop? Can I eavesdrop? Are you guys talking about there's no, like, lover boy here? That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like everything we should have, like, you know, it's like I tried to fill her in on what happened, but she was just like, be quiet, Kyle. Just
let him talk, Kyle. God.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to eavesdrop without giving some background, you know? No, we're good. Like, you're good. Like, so we were on, like, the dock and they all came later and, like, got out of the car. And I was like, oh, I wish Amanda was getting out of this fucking car. Cause I was like, we should, like, fuck with him and do something, you know, like something like that. Yeah, it was hilarious. We were all, but they both go, our hands. It was like so good. It was like hilarious.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Amanda. So then Danielle is there as well. So she goes up to Carl and she's with Owen, her boyfriend. That's how you pronounce his name. Someone told us in the comments. Eowyn. It's Owen.
Eowyn.
So Danielle's like, oh my God, this looks so good. It's like exactly how it's supposed to look. Like, it's so good of you. Did you pick your outfit from an app?
And then Lindsay's looking around and she's like, oh, I mean, this is like a reunion of reunions. We got Luke, we have Danielle, we have Andrea, and I don't think there's anyone else here from previous seasons. Like, Imrul's just in the background again, just like talking. Like, Imrul was in so many shots. So Kyle's like, oh, I haven't seen Danielle yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's you may not recognize her because she doesn't have any of that Long Island Railroad hair that she gets when she gets off the train.
She's not carrying her Windows laptop today, so you might not have recognized her. Well, when was the last time you saw her?
And it's been a long time. And was it a falling out or just a ghosting?
It's like, it wasn't really a ghosting, but like I watched a show like everyone else, and like her confessionals were like brutal after brutal. So
yeah. So she was mad because Danielle was being snarky in last season's confessionals, which, you know. Lindsay's like not happy with people who are snarky or say things about her.
Yeah.
Even Lindsay, though she is so cutting. I mean, she literally just got up there and like was like,
oh, well, Carl's like serving fruit juice or whatever his fruit drink.
She's like so mean. And then like when someone says something like light shade or snarky, she's like, I'm not going to talk to them ever again.
Yeah, she doesn't take it very well. That's for sure. I remember when we met her years ago, like 10 years ago or whatever, she hooked up our after party for our New York show at Pizza Beach. And she came and I was like, oh, hey, Lindsay, nice to meet you. And she's like, by the way, what you said about na 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 na. started like just reading me the riot act for sure. And I was like, I was just kidding. She's like, whatever, whatever. And like, she can't take it as well as she can give it, for sure.
I know, but that's what makes her Lindsay. That's what makes her Lindsay.
Exactly. You either love her or you hate her.
Yeah. I think we all love her at this point, regardless of flaws, regardless of how rude she's being. It's just Lindsay. So Danielle is like, the thought of having, we just see some flashbacks to what some of her snark, whatever. It's like not really that essential. So Lindsay's like,
I just have like such limited time to even see my friends and do anything like ever. And so like, I just don't need negativity or friends that I feel like I just like need to compete with me all the time. So it's just like not the kind of like friendship that I want. So like, stop competing with me, Danielle.
Was Gabby at this thing? Why wasn't Gabby here?
I did not see Gabby. I don't know what's going on with Gabby.
We've got a storyline for In the City. Danielle and Lindsay fall out. So Kyle immediately goes over to Danielle and he's like, so I guess you and Lindsay hate each other now. What's that? And Lindsay's like, I gotta go. So she leaves. And Kyle's like, yeah, so why does she hate you? And Danielle's like, well, you know, she was upset about, like, I don't know, like how things were set on, I don't know, the Carl situation. Is it, you want to grab her? Because she's like running out. So you should just, I don't know, you should maybe chase her or something. Listen, the longer the silence continues, the harder it is to break it. And then before you know it, you're married for 10 years and like no one will even support your DJing in the living room.
But then Lindsay leaves. So, oh, well, I guess we'll have to see how this is resolved on In the City, starring Danielle and Andrea and Georgina and Lindsay and Kyle. Wow. I mean, talk about a soft launch. So then Jesse and Amanda are talking and Jesse's like, hey, are you feeling recharged and ready for the weekend? She's like, no. It's like, of course, but I'll be ready. It's only Wednesday.
I can't believe you missed the squashing of the beef with West and Sierra. She's like, yeah, I can't believe I missed it either. And now they're like hanging out after this. And she goes, wait, tonight? He's like, yeah. She goes, wait, they have plans?
Not one, but like, yeah, like Sabrina, not one-on-one, but Sabrina texted me because we talk now. Yeah, she's crazy. And she's like, Ben and I are going to have drinks with West and Sierra. You should come. Like, I haven't talked to West about it, but like, yeah, I guess they're back to like normal friends who double date now. So.
And this was truly the moment where I started to say, oh, maybe something has been going on because she looks shocked. And it wasn't shocked like, wait, now they went from being like not talking to like hanging out. Like, she looks legitimately like, ooh, like I wasn't told about this in a way that felt proprietary.
She was just talking to West. And of course, West didn't mention this.
I also thought it was funny when Jesse said, yeah, Sabrina texted me because I guess we talk now. Because I think that low-key, he thinks that she's crazy. Yeah. I do enjoy when Jesse, who's always smiley and happy-go-lucky, secretly does not like someone. I think that's like a fun vibe.
Yeah, well, he's been pointing out, like, so wait a minute. So they weren't dating this whole time, but now she knows everything from the house in, like, 24 hours? What the fuck is going on, you know? So he knows that something's fishy here. So Amanda's like, wait a minute, but that's not just friends. And he's like, yeah, it's like a double date, right? And she's like, wait, how do we go from 0 to 100? I mean, they're going on a double... West has to be caught. What's going on here? He has to be cautious about her feelings. Yeah, because I don't think she could really handle just a friendship.
But we'll see. Talk about, like, even if nothing was happening here, you are talking on camera about, like, wait, how do we go from 0 to 100? Ma'am, you're at 160 right now.
Yeah. So. And she's like, I don't think they could just, I don't think she could handle a friendship. Then why have you been trying to get them to be friends, Amanda? That's not what you mean. You see what's going on and you're already being cheated on.
Yeah. Well, to be continued, sort of. We'll see what happens next week. Next week, the fight is going to happen, or at least it'll start. And then it'll probably say to be continued. But. Oh, soft fight happening next week in the house. Can't wait. Oh. So excited for that. Thanks everyone for being here. Be sure to get your cabaret tickets. Speaking about In the City, if you're going to be in New York, get your cabaret tickets, and there will be a streaming option too. So just check out the link that is on our social media, and it will be on our website if it's not there already. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
Whip up a meringue. It's Amanda E. Lemon.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is sweet. Well, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sherrod.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.